Yet another report has highlighted the difficulties patients face in overcrowded emergency departments and waiting times to be admitted to hospital. A new HICWA report found that one of the country's busiest hospitals, Cork University Hospital, had patients waiting up to 2 days from treatment in the ED department to admission to a bed in the hospital. HICWA said the time delay ranged from 2 hours to 48 hours and added that significant numbers of patients are over the age of 75. The Minister for Health has responded to the report, announcing that a HSE support team will be sent to Cork and to Galway to tackle the chronic overcrowding. Dr. Fergal Hickey is consultant in emergency medicine at Sligo University Hospital. He's president too of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine. Good morning, Dr. Fergal Hickey.
Good morning, Mary.
None of these findings in this latest HICWA inspection will surprise you working at the coalface, but do you think a support team being deployed by the HSE can make a difference to an overcrowded emergency department?
It might make some difference, but the fundamental problem is our inability to find a hospital bed at a time that we decide that somebody requires hospital admission. And that won't be solved by any number of committees or expert groups. Our issue essentially is that we have 2/3 of the number of acute hospital beds of the OECD average. So we're clearly very short when it comes to beds, and that's reflected in the experience of Cork and to a lesser extent in the experience of Cavan, which was the other report published. The report is quite striking insofar as it comments very favourably on the efforts made within the emergency department of both hospitals to do their best in impossible situations. And we are dependent, therefore, on our nursing and medical staff for doing that, but they're not in a position to be able to do this indefinitely. And we're seeing loss of nursing staff and medical staff from emergency departments around the country. And your colleagues on Primetime highlighted the issues for junior doctors and why they're leaving the country in droves. So unless we sort out the capacity issue, emergency departments will always be in difficulty. And what we need to appreciate is that not alone is this an affront to patients' dignity and privacy, but it causes additional mortality. So we know that coming to an overcrowded emergency department increases your likelihood of dying. That's a fact. But we also know that if you wait for more than 5 hours for a hospital bed, once a decision has been made that you require hospital admission, that too contributes to increased mortality. So this is by no means without risk. And unless the fundamental problem is solved, you and I are going to be talking about this again and again. While, you know, it's an example of Nero fiddling while Rome burns scenario. We know the problem. We need to fix it. It has not been fixed.
And we have talked about the problem again and again over many years. In the meantime, though, because you have told us before, I think we need something like 51 emergency consultants in addition to hundreds of consultants in so many other fields. We need beds, but it can take up to 500 days to recruit a consultant. It is not going to happen over the course of this winter.
What happened is we welcomed the minister's decision to appoint additional consultants in emergency medicine. But as you say, that process takes a long time. There's also a shortage of consultants. And also we need to face the reality that the contractual terms and conditions are such that Australia is a much better choice and people are opting to go there rather than take up posts. There are 900 consultant vacancies at the moment in the Irish healthcare system in a cohort of a few thousand consultants. So that's very significant.
But in the meantime,
our concern will be,
Apologies for interrupting you, but in the meantime, and while we wait for these consultants to hopefully be recruited, can this task force make a difference? What can it do? Because the minister is saying, that it can look at the structuring of patient flows, that it can look at providing care for older patients outside of the emergency department situation, and I suppose hopefully free up capacity within the units themselves.
So what it can do is improve the throughput through the hospital. In other words, the problems are not actually in the emergency department. The emergency department is where the symptoms, if you like, of the problem are experienced. But flow through the rest of the hospital, getting people through the hospital more efficiently, getting people out the other end when their acute care is finished in hospital, they're all things that this task force can assist with. But if you don't sort out the capacity problem, then all you're doing is tinkering with this. Yes, it might make a difference and it might make things better. And certainly we need to look very critically at the over 75s who are greatly overrepresented in the group that are on mm-hmm. hospital trolleys. And we know it's particularly deleterious to them. But we do need to solve the capacity problem. The other might help in the short term, but unless we solve the capacity problem, you and I will be talking about this ad infinitum.
Dr. Fergal Hickey, thank you for your time this morning.